Our special guests in studio are Brendan O'Driscoll and John Griffin, who are members of the YAWL RNLI, and we're congratulating them on 30 years service. Fantastic achievement. And we were just saying there off air, Brendan and John, the boats are named for a particular reason, Brendan.
Well, I suppose, I mean, obviously it's a charity, so it depends on funding from the public to keep it afloat. But I suppose a lot of people leave money in wills and all that and legacies to fund large amounts of money, I suppose, really.
So the present boat's name is what, for our listeners?
Gordon Enfield. And
Gordon Enfield.
It was a nice story.
Gordon Enfield. P-H-I-L, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That was left by, I think there was a fairly substantial amount of money left by a woman in Brighton, in England. Gwen de Bull was her name, and she left the money, and she asked that the boat would be named after her parents. So
lovely. Gordon Enfield. What connection would she have had now with YAWL, if any?
Probably none, really.
Probably none, just
generous enough, Denise, to give the money, which is fantastic.
I suppose you just leave it to a general fund, into the RNLI, and it's up to the organisation then to decide where, to see if it where they... Because I suppose population-wise, we have, nearly 5 million people in Ireland, but in the UK they've... 65-70 million of it. So obviously their pot is a lot bigger than ours, and we say whatever the shortfall is in Ireland is topped up by the UK.
And that was in 2016, I think. So maybe this lady, whoever she is, maybe she was over here at some stage.
She would have been.
You know, she might have even passed through y'all and decided. Maybe you were being called out at the time. I don't know, Brendan.
I don't think so. I think the system works that if you donate the money, and you want a boat named after somebody it is at the
discretion
of the RNLI.
Oh, is it?
Well, yeah.
Well, you see, what they'll do is...
They have
a fleet, you see, of, I suppose there's 200 and something stations around the coast, you know. So, obviously, it's like your car at home. You have two cars at home, maybe your wife and husband then. One is 10 years old and one is 2 years old.
So obviously mine is the 22-year-old,
The 22-year-old one has to go first, doesn't it? Obviously, they have to run the service and replace boats where they need to be replaced. And they have to spend the money.
Wisely, I'm just wondering, to that lady who named this boat Gordon and Phil, I wonder, did she ever come to see it, or does she know where it is, or, you know, I'm just wondering.
Her family, if I remember rightly, John, her family members come over for the launch of the boat?
Naming someone.
That's right, yeah.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, they did.
We kind of have it's a christening, really, for the
christening,
ceremony, and it's...
Yeah.
List,
I suppose, I've been down to one.
We have the champagne too, you know, for the
traditional off the side of the boat. I couldn't cope with it. And there are other ones then, the Marjorie Turner.
She was the first one. John and myself have been on three while we're involved. Marjorie Turner was first. Patricia Jennings was middle, and now this is the Gordon Enfield, but...
The Patricia Jennings was only launched recently too, was it? A couple of years ago?
2002 she came in.
She
went in 2016 into...
They're all getting slightly bigger.
And more powerful,
And the gizmos in America getting more advanced all the time.
I think that you were telling me before, John, about the tracking mechanisms on the new boat, the technology for finding... Sadly, you know, live people, please God, but bodies as well. It's better now, isn't it, on the newer boats?
It is. It's way more, it's like all technology, is way more advanced.
Yeah.
All your navigation, all your tracking.
It's satellite based,
it's
all
satellite, all GPS based.
Actually, the Atlantic was the original Atlantic was basic enough, really, wasn't it?
Very effective, like.
How many lives did it save?
Oh my God, a lot.
You know?
An awful lot, really.
How many lives,
You're talking, maybe 100, 150, possibly much as 200, you know, so probably a very busy boat for the time. We're very busy now, really, too, aren't we?
And would most of would the majority of your call-outs be for people in trouble near the beach or out further, outside boats?
We never really know when we're going, but it could be ending. Mm.
Most of them are going to be around the harbour, probably in boats.
Oh, yeah.
With the lifeguards on station now, anybody kind of along the shoreline, especially along the strand and that. If somebody gets into trouble, why we'll be tasked and we'll be launching.
We'll be recalled. And can I ask you a question now as well? There was a lot of furore there recently about these the little light plastic things, boats that you could buy in the supermarkets or wherever. Did they cause a problem for you lads?
Because they fly out on the currents, don't they?
There's a phenomenon known as sea breeze.
Yeah.
Sea breeze. Yeah.
It's where the land heats up, so the air rises in the early part of the day.
Right.
So that air that rises is replaced by air coming in from the sea.
Come through at
4 o'clock.
It goes down.
Then the sea warms up and that breeze then carries.
So while you've been there happy out and the kids have been going out and they've been washed back to the shore all day, come 4 o'clock.
Not knowing that this...
Little Johnny is
gone.
Half a mile out and going.
And going out.
I suppose we've had a good few calls like that, haven't we? One that really raised my memory was a raft that two lads made up. At the Ferry Point, and they decided to go out, and it went from under them, didn't it? And they were way out in the channel, out of their depth. And by the time the boat got to them,
it was seconds, really.
Well, obviously, when it keeps in your mind like that, it has to.
But we've had a few, like, I suppose, you know, but that I suppose the beauty about the present boat we have is her response time and her speed.
That's right, yeah.
And she has made a big difference on quite a few occasions.
So she couldn't
occasions,
make
really,
it. Nothing else could.
I suppose it's down to the lads too. To be fair, and the
speed
of the lads and the response time involved.
Response time, get dressed, get out.
But I mean, there would have been a lot more tragedies in the all without the present board. I think, and the previous two. You know, to be honest.
A sort of a woman's question. I know. Thank God that your success rate is far exceeds any failure, but. If there had been somebody that it was too late, does it personally upset you, lads?
Of course it is.
Yeah.
You're bound to be affected by it a little bit, aren't you?
You have to be.
It would be.
There's something right.
There's something not right if you wouldn't be touched by it.
Nobody's that hard.
No, definitely not.
The worst of the lot has to be.
I would imagine so, yeah. Even thinking about it, especially, you know.
Absolutely.
And the other thing is, tell me about the ceremony where you got your medals.
Because of the COVID, we got him in the post, actually.
The ceremony is being planned.
Yes.
Oh, good. Is it
only
for the Éireann Ó Laois? Can a person go along and see you getting your medals?
I'd say it's probably only Éireann Ó Laois. The nice thing is,
well, one of the last ones he had, anyway, for Albert and that team. Yes, do you remember? We were able to record all the events, John. So maybe when you are planning we might record the evening, you know.
It won't be in your.
This one won't, it was. You kind of have a national thing where they get everyone that has.
But you remember we had.
That's fair enough, too. Yeah, that's
John and Brendan, do you remember we had a kind of a local gathering, or you could have a local gathering in one of the watering holes in about 6 months' time?
We usually have that, too, don't we? The whole situation has changed this year, unfortunately.
Yeah, but please God, being optimistic. This time next year now, please God, we hope things will have settled down and. You know.
Sure, we might organise a barbecue on the beach and we'll all social distance out there, right?
Send out the invites, Denise. We'll be there.
I certainly will. Thanks a million, guys, for coming in. I'm delighted to hear that. There's a lot of things I didn't know about it.
And two things, I suppose, before we leave, Denise and Brendan and John. The ongoing 365 days a year commitment requires a few bob. So if there are people listening now... We know ourselves, I think, from the media that things are tight fundraising. So you'd like, I'm sure, John, people to fundraise, would you, in their own way, or be thinking about it?
The problem we have is fundraising at the moment. We have a fundraising branch, but because of COVID, they are very, very restricted.
Yeah. Yes.
It's not just you all, it's...
I suppose the tabletop quizzes and all that kind of stuff that we used to
be. You see, they're all gone. Gone for the moment.
They were nice winners, you know.
They were.
That would feel like it.
Doing something. Well, there was a cycle, for instance. Now people can use their imagination. It could be an outdoor event, couldn't it? That would be safe.
There was a lad lately did
a mini triathlon,
was it? And he raised maybe 3,000 quid, did he?
Yeah. Good man himself.
Brilliant. Well, but, like, I suppose there's a lot of organisations locally that do
that can still
a lot of fundraisers throughout the year, don't they? Different groups and. They're very generous. Actually, the public are fantastic. Really. Yeah.
And if people, sure, Brendan, want to make...
Why wouldn't they be first?
They should be,
I must say, too, even when we do flag days and all that...
No one
really
pays
the box, really,
or
you know?
You have to be, are you governed under your headquarters?
Not so much under the headquarters.
Yeah.
It's the law as regards flag days in the country.
Has that?
We have to apply to...
For a permit. For Moy.
Yeah.
To... They look after that side for permission.
But what would be to stop you? Like, it's not going to interfere. COVID won't interfere with the flag day.
Well, I think there's a general move away for the moment from because people would be interacting closely, Denise, you know, the kind of way. So
maybe only for a minute or two,
but that might be just enough.
And for the person standing, very conscious being a volunteer organisation.
Yes, of course.
And to be fair, I suppose, too, they want to predict the people. Like any employer does, really, look after their own, you know.
That's understandable. Yourselves, too,
fair enough.
The last thing, Brendan, if people are listening to yourselves, Denise and myself, this morning, and would like to participate or help out in some way, how do they contact the local or RNLI or the Helvig one if they're listening to us in Waterford? What's the best way to do that, do you think, if they want to help or join the RNLI?
I suppose they have websites in them, I suppose.
Onto the website.
Yeah.
It has y'all its own website?
We have a Facebook page, obviously.
A Facebook page, lovely. Yeah. And just to be not sexist or anything, but ladies are welcome to join
absolutely.
As well,
we
aren't
have,
they?
We have
ladies on the crew.
Sure,
do they go out in the boat?
Yeah, they do, yeah.
They?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And they're very good, to be honest, the boat.
Really?
Yeah.
I know.
Actually, in some ways they're excellent, because if you're on a call, say, to children or whatever,
Yes.
Oh my God, they just have that extra touch that maybe the fella doesn't have, you know.
That
definitely is a role for women. Yeah. And I suppose we've had a good few women over the years. When the injury boat came in the mid-80s or whatever, that really opened the floodgates and had women all the way through, really. There's obviously...
They keep us in check as well.
They don't have to just make the tea or anything now,
They do the same as the lads, to be honest, all the way through.
That's the way it should be, too. That's brilliant. And you're open to ladies joining,
absolutely.
If they want to come along.
It would be great, really, to have even more women maybe involved. Mm. We probably have three or four involved at the moment, but it'd be nice to even have
a few more ladies. There are ladies listening. If you'd like to be involved, do they have to be a particular age or anything? Over 18,
They want to be seagoing, we've always had a lot of women involved in the fundraising side of things, you know. Another side,
that's
too.
Very important, yeah.
Not everyone is into the water.
To help anyway, Brendan.
Tommy.
It's Tommy here, Denise.
Yes, I know, Tommy, forgive me. how many have you on board?
On the crew, I suppose we've 22 or 23 afloat. But then there's obviously management decided, the shore crew, there's the fundraising section. So I suppose there could be 45 or 50 people involved, really, in different... PRO and all that kind of stuff too, you know, so...
Would you all know each other?
Absolutely.
I think it's fantastic, and I think that's what you do is marvellous, honest to God, especially in a town where the sea is at our shore.
Well, listen now,
I suppose we're lucky to have the service, really, too, you know, and I suppose it's belong to the town, it's the people, you all, you know, own the service, I suppose. It's their life,
just to finish up, Denise, I think you're right. If there's... We can't have anything for the next few months, really, you know, to mark the lads here and the others. Mm-hmm. But we'll have a little cup of tea somewhere ourselves, me and you, Denise, with the lads.
You make the tea, so
I'll make the tea and a few cakes.
Okay, I'll make the tea cakes, Tommy.
That's fine. And we'll invite the lads and their families if nothing else is happening locally.
Are you on?
Where are we
going to have it, Tommy?
Well, sure, we can have it upstairs, or we'll have it somewhere nice in the local station once all this thing clears next year.
Okay.
To honour the lads.
I want to mention to CRY, really, because I mean, you've always been great to the life, but really to have us.
Thanks.
And to plug us, give us a plug, you know.
Well, that's what we're here for.
We're delighted for you to come on. The other thing is, if somebody, there may have been very few around like this, but just supposing there is somebody listening and they say, do you know what, no blah, can somebody put a tenner in an envelope and put it in the letterbox? A 50 or 100 or whatever. Is there anything to stop somebody putting a fiver in?
There isn't. That's a good idea, Denise.
And just put it in because...
A donation.
You know, Tommy, that's why you're here with me, because you have all the right words.
Google.
Just in the letterbox of the... They don't even have to put their name. Just put it in the letterbox.
I don't think there's a letterbox, actually.
There is, actually.
Is there?
Yeah, there
sorry.
I hope they're
going
to get their Valentine cards. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys, very much.
In case you've joined us late, folks. Listeners, our very special guests have been Mr. Brendan O'Driscoll and Mr. John Griffin, who have been honoured for their 30-year service with the YAWL RNLI, and we congratulate them both and their families indeed. And we wish them all the best, and we look forward to that cup of tea, maybe this time next year, in a nicer surroundings, maybe the station. Thank you very much, lads,
thanks
for coming
much,
in.
Jen.